Hey, it is 9:30 time for the Friday Night Hangout. This is where we grab a brew, shoot the breeze, and interact with you live on the internet. We got a good lineup tonight, good panel as usual. As we get everybody all settled in and get everybody watching and such, we'll do what we normally do, which is the housekeeping, which is, if you're watching live, you can have PVR control by scrubbing through the controls to catch up. We also have the replay at the end of the Hangout, 10-15 minutes once we're done. And, of course, we have the audio-only podcast version, which is just as entertaining as the Hangout version. So we'll start with the first round of introductions. Start here from Dartmouth. Dan is with us tonight.
Meeting good. Oh, wait, I screwed it up already. Damn it.
Fired!
And we'll flip over to the other Dartmouth resident. We got Lori with us tonight.
Evening. Good evening.
Crossing the bridge in Halifax, we got Krista with us tonight.
How you doing?
Cape Breton, we got Carrie with us tonight.
How's she going by?
Hey, bye.
Hey, bye.
Cruising down the street, we got in Wallace, Nova Scotia, we got Keith Elliott with us, right?
I'm here all night.
All night.
Tip your server.
All night.
And, of course, I'm here also in Halifax with you tonight. So as I see people jumping into the Hangout, thanks, everybody, for jumping in. Again, you can catch up live or catch the replay, do the all the stuff you need to do. We're going to be pretty good. We'll be monitoring the comments tonight. You can interact with us via Twitter. We have the Friday Night hashtag or our Twitter handles that you can see at the bottom of the screen. You can comment on YouTube.com or on avoidingchores.com. Towards the end of the show, we'll be doing we'll be testing out the new bit, which is Cards Against Humanity. So we're going to do that towards the end once the beer has taken effect. And that should be rules of fun. If you have your Cards Against Humanity pack, you can shuffle some cards and play along a little bit later. But you can go to the cardsagainsthumanity.com website. There's the Canadian free PDF version. And you can just download the PDF, and I will give you the secret page number that you'll be running off the white cards from. So it should be pretty fun there. We're going to start off by mentioning a few friends. There are a few friends of the show that I would like to acknowledge here from at Avoiding Chores. First one is InReach Canada, makers of the DeLorme InReach two-way satellite communicator when you go out hiking. There are in their winter mode, so you can want to check out their Facebook page for all their snow-related posts. They're focusing a lot on mountaineering, and they do have a few good articles there. Speaking of mountains, Trail Shop, they're I guess they're hosting or selling tickets for their Banff Mountain Film Festival in Halifax and Wolfville from January 20th through the 22nd. And our friends over in New Brunswick, Picaroons, they are brewing more fancy stuff in the boutique. They are doing right now a unfiltered best bitter, Carrie. That should be pretty interesting. And the Ladies Beer League had their membership launch this week at Rock Bottom, and there was a little spot on the media on CTV. So if you go to our Google Plus event page, you'll see pictures, screenshots, and you'll see Lori and myself as part of the bit. I contributed my 5 seconds to the story while Lori had a few more spots. So.
Oh, I think, Jim, you left out the best part of your appearance, though, and that was your truly magnificent
hat. You did.
Hey, poor reporter. I made her freeze her ass off. It was like minus...
It's like Fargo.
It was like...
You could have picked a warmer day for that, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, I said, well, let's do it outside and da-da-da, because I really wanted the fur hat on. So she comes down and she has this designer winter jacket.
So of course
she does not work in minus 20 wind chill. So she was shaking at the end because she was a little cold here. But
you guys did a great job representing the Beer League, the ladies, and the Friday Night Hangout. So
you're right.
Thank you for representing us with such esteem.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. All right, let's start with the first topic here. It should be really good. If you're following along, you can leave us a comment via Twitter or on YouTube or on Voting Chores. Andrew Younger Leave of absence.
Wait.
What's wrong? What? Glass is full? What?
You didn't ask us what we're drinking.
Talk about we're drinking.
Oh my gosh, sweet.
God.
I was so
eager.
Start it again. All right. What are we drinking tonight? Let's start off with Lori. What are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking Uncle Leo's Cream Stout, 5% alcohol. This is the first time I've had this, I think, this year, and it's not bad, I must say. I like a stout. I like a nice stout.
Bottle looks almost empty.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened.
Well, we'll check in a little bit later, see what bottle number two is.
Holy shit.
Krista, what are you drinking tonight? What's in your glass?
I'm drinking the last of my Boxing Rock Blue Toboggan Spice Winter Ale, as it is very wintry tonight. Mm. And I did not have time to go to any liquor store or purveyor on my way home.
At least you had stuff in your fridge.
That's right. I'm prepared. I used to be a brownie.
Carrie, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking some light beer tonight. I've got the Upstream from Picaroons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is.
Nice light beer.
All right. Keith, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking the Sea Level Blue Heron ESB.
Oh, that's a good one. Nice dry hop beer. Dan, what are you drinking tonight?
Actually, I'm going to be doing a choose-your-own-adventure style of drinking. So, I have two beers to choose from, and I'm leaving it to the panel to decide what I'm drinking tonight. So, I've got Uncle Leo's Smoked Porter coming in at a 6.8%, or Uncle Leo's IPA coming in at 6%. So, people, what should I be drinking tonight?
I think I start with the IPA and work up, but I'm not an expert.
I know Keith and I would say start with the smoked porter, but...
Lori would say that, too.
Yeah, that's what I'd say, but...
Adventure chosen.
All right, good stuff. Good choice. And I am drinking Garrison Spruce Beer, 7.5%. And just started this, so this should be pretty nice. It mellowed out over the last few weeks. The molasses is really making a good time. And there is a mix. It's about 50-50 mix of spruce and fir tips in this. So not necessarily all spruce. Needed some of the fir to make it smooth. I don't know.
Hello? I don't know.
It's wood. All right, so let's restart the first topic because I'm so eager to talk about this. Because a lot of stuff happened this week about, I don't want to be crude or anything, but we don't know all the details with Andrew Younger, the Liberal Minister of Energy, leave of absence before Christmas. A little more details came out this week, and it's sounding fishy, kids. I think there were some shenanigans with a staffer, which came out that during the swearing-in ceremony in Annapolis Royal, I don't know if I got that right, she got mad, punched him in the groin, slapped him in the face, and ripped his clothes. Last year, he waited a year and pressed charges on assault. Sounds kind of fishy. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Krista's being very quiet.
So we're gonna play. We're gonna try maybe a guessing game, yep. And then Krista can like nod, warmer, older and stuff. Yep.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have never heard of any of these people.
Okay, does this involve a secret identity? A super.
Oh my god, it does.
If you will.
That wasn't even related, but you're so right.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. To me, like, I'm reading some of this stuff, and I just think, you know what, this is, they got cozy, he said some stuff, there was some words of discontent, and she did not take that lightly, and got pissed off, and maybe took it a little too far in her anger and stuff, and this is how he chose to deal with it. which is to wait a year, put down some charges, and essentially destroy whatever career she has in the legal profession, because she was articling lawyer for the city there. So I don't know. That's what I think.
I've read it, but I haven't heard much like some of the things that you mentioned. I really struggle with the, and it kind of leads into other topics. I'm really struggling with the idea that I will say decisions and circumstances that a person finds themselves in, it becomes public fodder, and it must be tough to be a public figure like a politician or, you know, I'll say a newscaster, because there was another, not the same type of story, but a newscaster who was kind of involved in a company, and they blah blah blah. Anyway, just that. But these things, which probably had the person not been a public figure, would have kind of gone by the wayside, is now out there. And I think that's a really telling commentary on society. And I think the next one, the next topic is even more. But it's interesting. There's a lot of conflicting reports there. And it does leave itself open for interpretation, and I don't know, you know.
I'll say this, and it applies to the next topic as well. Nova Scotia is too damn small to do any of this, to do anything related to anything with
anything,
anyone, anywhere.
But people should know that by
now. Nova Scotia is too small. Yes, I agree.
That's not news, though.
Like, no.
No, well, that's not news. But you know what? The reason that most of us manage to stay out of the news is because we go about our business, and then we go to our homes, we retreat to our homes, we never mess around with anything outside of them.
Yeah,
we lock the doors, turn down the blinds.
Don't create a problem where your public image is going to be ruined. That's all I can
know. Well, yeah, that's right, Kerry.
I don't make my business public, and I don't insert myself into other people's business.
No. Well, doubly so if you're a public figure, right? I mean, yeah. Everybody should take that advice, but if you're a public figure, you have to be even more careful about, you know, what kind of shenanigans you get up to, and then, you know, wonder what comes crashing down on you after.
The worst of it is, though, but it is that much more awful here in Nova Scotia, because it is so small, and not just not geographically small, but everyone knows everybody somehow. Yeah. And
it's like, you know, as soon as the charges were laid, you know, he charged her for assault. Somebody's going to see that on a log sheet or something, right? You know, it was bound to come out. So, you know, back to the earlier point is, you know, keep, you know, public figures and people will find out stuff is, you know, I'm sure there was, you know, hope. I don't know. We don't know all the details and stuff like that, but.
But did he charge, or was it, and this is just for my clarity, because, again, I read some, didn't read another, because there was a lot of stuff going on in the news this weekend. And
there was frankly, so much.
There was so much, and I kind of, at some point, was like sticking my head in the sand because it was just too much. Did he charge her, or was she charged by the police because they discovered circumstances in the investigation of something else? And I thought that's how it went, and it wasn't actually he charged her, it was actually the police. But I could be wrong.
Well, he laid the initial charge of assault, right? And then there was some investigation, and then there was something else that they found out in emails.
Oh,
maybe, okay. I don't know. I'm looking at Krista. I don't know. Don't put Crusoe on the spot. We don't know. But anyway, only to say that this will stay in Nova Scotia news for a while, just how it's been handled, how much time was being wasted at the Premier's office, deciding how to get in front of the story and just flip-flopping on the ministerial pay if he has a leave of absence, and you know everybody's looking at money, their salaries, if he's not in cabinet, why is he getting the extra 50 grand a year, blah, blah, blah.
All of these things are distractions from the larger point that Nova Scotia is too damn small to do basically anything.
Yeah, totally agree. Yeah. Let's move on to the next topic because they're kind of related because there was two. I don't want to say it was all about dicks, but it was, you know, it was about, you know, people acting silly and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Open it up, and then I want to make my blanket declaration.
All right. So the other big story was a part-time instructor at Mount St. Vincent University had a fling with a distance education student. The part-time instructor was 40 years old. The student's 38. They had a liaison, met up a couple times, and at some point she put down a complaint to the university. The university did their thing, similar to what Dow was doing. He went up in front, did this little press conference, owned up to it, resigned from the university, and he was part of another association, so he quit that this afternoon. And he had to do all that. He was paraded all off on the media. He had to sit down with Steve Murphy, and Steve Murphy wagging his finger. You know what you did was wrong, right? And I was going through a divorce. I was a lonely man. Somebody was giving me attention.
So can we just go one day where everybody keeps their junk in their pants and their brains in their head? Because 2015 has been full up with this nonsense already.
Can I add something to that? Can I add something quickly? Has there ever been a story that has involved a dick pic that has worked out well?
No! Because, to go back to my earlier point, Nova Scotia is too small for this!
It doesn't even matter. It's not even
Nova Scotia.
Dan, I agree.
Dick pics.
I forgot to add in the preamble that what started off the Twitter storm was that Glenn Canning, father of Rattaya Parsons, he tweeted a picture of the sexting that was going on between the instructor and the student, where the instructor was snapping pictures of his junk. And he's just sharing it out on social media. It's like, hey.
Of all the people to do that, I don't know. I have a problem with that.
This is where the story gets very murky for me, despite my blanket declaration, which I stand behind. But this is where I feel like too many people are involved in this than need to be involved in this.
Yeah.
And what happened, what I watched unfold on Twitter yesterday with this and tweeting the dick pic and then the discussion about the tweeting of the dick pic, it was just like, society, we're in a bad place. Yeah. Like, everybody just needs to, like, calm the F down, stop, like, tweeting pictures of their junk and other people's junk and, like, photoshopping pictures of junk and then doing other things. And just, like, stop it. Stop it!
Is Twitter in Halifax the mad, the mob mentality now? The media is just tribute to the Twitterati for manufactured outrage?
I enjoy Twitter. Everybody knows that. I'm very active in Twitter, as most of us, many of us are. But it cannot be the only source of, I'll say, public temperature that the media use. And it is, because when you listen to most news items, they'll say, and it started a firestorm on social media. So,
don't you think that's lazy journalism?
Oh, it is. It garners the days where they'll actually go out onto the street or even do a blessed poll. Like, the poll is like the fourth choice on a list, as opposed to, or going out and actually asking people. It's, they'll scan, you know, a trending tweet and, or some of their people that are usually active and get the pulse of the community from, you know, maybe 15 tweets, and they derive from that this is how people feel, or this is, they're really getting worked up about it. And that's, I think that's it's such a small snapshot of everyone. I just don't get it.
That's just it, though, Lori. The loudest people on Twitter that make all the attention, the media will tweet at them, and everybody
will
say, hey, do you want to do an interview? Like, everybody can see it, you know, and who's to say that these people are experts or knowledgeable or that they're even worthy of an interview? But hey, they're yapping, so let's give them the yap on our show.
Well, it is much easier to go out and just find random people on the street to talk to. But I think it's a fair point that there is, that Twitter still represents a fairly small section of our society at large. But it is everybody's Twitter experience is curated largely to the kinds of people that they enjoy talking to and the sorts of exchanges they enjoy entertaining. So if you are involved with if you follow a group of Twitter users who are active in any number of topics, particularly I follow a lot of folks and a lot of media sources, and so my feed has just been cluttered with talk about assault and sexual shenanigans and like dick pics and people tweeting other people's dick pics. It's just been too much. But I do think as well that is a very small cross-section of what our larger society is talking about. And that's just not Nova Scotia. I think that expands to well beyond. Because there are lots of people who are not represented on Twitter for all kinds of other reasons, which is a very
different conversation. Because they're not tweeting inappropriate
things. Yeah. Well, can I just add one more thing to that too? Just don't care.
I don't understand how people even have the time to do all this. Like, I go back to the patron saint of, her name's Kimberly Wilkins. Like, ain't nobody got time for that shit. I mean, people editing pictures themselves and that, like, get lives, folks. Holy smokes. I can't even imagine having that much free time to actually, like, Photoshop my own junk and then distribute it. I mean, like, I need, like, a butler to take care of that for me.
Photoshopping someone else's junk and then posting it on the
internet. Yeah, people, get a hobby. Seriously.
If you are following along and you're on Twitter, please use the hashtag Friday Night Hangout and tell us whether people waste too much time on Twitter, whether more people should be posting their junk, fewer people should be posting their junk, or everybody should just keep their business to themselves.
I wonder, just to take another minute, if something like this had happened in like Europe, I don't even think it would have made any news. There'd been no press conference. There'd been very little in the way of conversation. And I think it's part of it is like North America's kind of weird relationship with like sex. This could be a whole Friday Night Hangout on its own.
That's a good point, because that was part of my pre-gaming where we talked about how North Americans have this completely different approach to not just sex, but mostly nudity. They have hangouts and like...
One thing about the Netherlands that really shocked me is every time you turned on a TV, I'd say 3 to 4 times, it'd be, you know, 6:30 at night, 3 in the afternoon, there'd be a dick there. It'd be like Just for Last, but with dicks.
Just for dicks.
Yeah, just basically. Just all the time.
But like, where's the problem in that? Like, there's no disputing that the way that we exist physiologically, like, women have stuff, men have stuff, those are irrefutable facts. They are irrefutable facts.
Because
I'd much rather see that than, you know, most of the garbage on television.
I'll close this off here, and then we can do a check on comments, so we'll get everybody ready to refresh the pages. What makes this story at Mount St. Vincent very interesting, because at the end of the day, it is an instructor having shenanigans with a student, and who hasn't seen that during their years in higher education?
Well, I do agree with him that was an error in judgment, and... for the sake of his career, as far as that goes, that probably wasn't a great choice for him, or her, or anybody. Everybody, when you are approaching 40, I am no paragon of adulthood, but I'd like to think that wherever in the situation, I'd like to try and make a better choice.
All right, so let's do viewer comments. And if you are watching us live, you can interact with us via Twitter, via our handles, or the hashtag Friday Night Hangout. You can answer Chris's question about more junk, less junk.
Oh, we have answers on that. Thanks to our friends who are following along tonight.
Excellent.
Thank you.
We'll get to Twitter here in a second. We'll get to Lori, who's monitoring avoidingchores.com. Is there any... do you have the page refresh, Lori?
I do. It's really a lot of discussion between Krista and Keith's lovely wife, Krista. And then Teacher Ace said, am I a bad person because my family, wife included, played Cards Against Humanity on Christmas Day?
And no, they're amazing people. They're very good friends of mine.
No, that is a good life choice.
That's a good family-oriented choice to make.
You're right. So just a reminder for everybody who's watching, we're going to do, towards the end of the show, a round of Cards Against Humanity. So
and please... send me something on avoiding chores. I don't want to be bored here.
Yeah, so either send the comment on avoiding chores. I'm going to explain how we're going to play. But if you have the deck of cards, you can use that. You can go to the official website. There's a free PDF. Make sure you download the Canadian version of the PDF, and I will give out the page number that you can play off of, and you can just, you know, try this out and see if this works there. So hey, it should be a blast, and make sure you have a beer before we do that. Who has the YouTube? Dan,
I got YouTube, yeah. So hey, actually, YouTube's been pretty busy so far. We got 7 comments in there from various sources. So starting off, we got Mustang 774 coming in. Hey, gang, at work tonight, so there'll be no beer for me. I'm enjoying a nice hot cup of Tetley tea. So,
bless you.
Yeah, I feel terrible for you. Beery. From Slow River, we have, hey guys, on to my second Lake Effect IPA from Great Lake Breweries. Haven't been around much as I moved to Ottawa. Boxes and crap everywhere. Also, it's friggin' cold here. At least the car started today. So that, we got that from Slow River. From Chuck Turner. Evening, everyone. Enjoying an Amsterdam Brewery Bone Shaker IPA tonight.
That's saving not a bad
Sir John A's Honey Wheat for Sunday, January 11th. Something going on there. Also from Slow River, had some Bridge Brewing when I was home for a couple days over Christmas. Found out the owners live in the house I grew up in, Dartmouth. Mustang 774 came back with Let's Play Front Page Challenge. Slow River, so how about that local sports game?
Oh my god, that would be fabulous.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay. Internet, and we need to figure that out.
And lastly, from Arthur Donald, we have Twitter should go back to posting cat pictures. Hashtag meow, 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 meow.
I agree. Where has our innocence gone, Twitter?
Take a picture of it. It's like right in the pants. That's where your innocence is. Click.
Krista, Twitter.
Well, we've been having a lot of fun on Twitter tonight. Hashtag Friday Night Hangout, all one word. Keith is helping me out by asking the internet, how much junk is too much? And then Niall responded with a bag of garbage to show us, ask us, I guess, if that was too much junk.
Too much junk.
I can never unsee, so thank you for that.
I was going to say 4.5 inches is too much junk.
And we've been getting a lot of help from our friends Michelle and Taryn tonight, who are supporting my position with less Nova Scotian downstairs junk on the internet.
Right.
And Lee has chimed in with a bunch of words that I cannot say before 10 o'clock.
Exactly 10 o'clock right now, though.
Oh, no. The only D words, C words, and T words we see on Canadian TV are our politicians, newspeople, and reality TV hosts.
Yay, Lee! Yay!
Right on.
Thanks, Lee. That was graphic.
And Michelle was saying here that Halifax was easily enraged and also too damn small, especially when you follow mostly local. It's exhausting. So,
It is exhausting. Yeah. And I've been walking away. I have brought in a blissful ignorance goat. And I'm basking in the glow of blissful ignorance goat, who encapsulates everything I feel about this right now. I just want to not know any of it exists. I just want to be that goat.
All right, let's move on to the next topic, which is no tobogganing for you. Can you imagine in Canada there are municipalities that you cannot take a sled, go to the top of a hill, and when it snows, slide down that hill?
I would like to point out that this is proof that the terrorists are winning.
Yes.
Outrageous. I was surprised that Hamilton had this this bylaw, like, ban tobogganing. No fun Hamilton.
I'm going to tell you that as a child growing up in Little Rapids, Newfoundland, in the wintertime, I did not remember a good book I read, but I can sure as hell tell you the time I, you know, sailed down over Strawberry Hill on a inner tube and a toboggan. I mean, those types of things, again, small town Newfoundland, those types of things are like childhood memories that'll last forever.
Those are quintessentially Canadian experiences. Yeah. And if you can't toboggan down a hill on an inner tube that is not intended for that purpose,
exactly,
why even bother going outside?
Well, this is it, right? You know, the only time it became dodgy was when there was a stream at the bottom of the hill, and you took your chances, really, honestly, you know, whatever.
With whatever happened after that.
Well, and people got hurt. There was blood, I'm not going to lie, you know, and there were sprains and breaks and stuff like that. You brought them home to their parents, and their parents trucked them off to the Western Memorial Regional Hospital. They got a cast and came out next week. We just had to go like this when they went down over the hill. That's what happened.
But you guys are fine. I grew up in a rural area outside of a town, and we had this. We started our subdivision was built on a hill, so we started at the top of our neighbor's driveway, and then toboggan down their driveway across the street into our other neighbor's yard, and you just had someone stand watch down at the bottom of the first driveway down by the road, so you could see if there was traffic coming. Like it was like. It was the ultimate in communitarianism because everybody made sure nobody died. And you know what? Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Jim, is it too early to add an NSFW tag on this? Because I'm going to fucking lose it now. Holy fuck! How can you allow skiing and other winter activities, which have far more injury rates, allow people to get charged for that shit, yet we can't go out and toboggan our own goddamn hills? Fuck that shit. Fuck it up the ass. It pisses me off. It's...
Oh, my.
Take a picture of its junk and put it in its other place and put it on the internet.
Oh, my sweet God.
Now,
One person grew up without a toboggan, and they're taken out of our goddamn hands. And this fucking...
You know what? This is where the rural-urban divide in our society, writ large across the entire country, comes out. Because everyone who grew up in the country is like, this is hot nonsense. Because if you grew up in the country, you just slid down whatever hill was in front of you because it wasn't a thing.
That's right. Now, you probably
grew up on the side of the Trans-Canada Highway. Now, kids, I'm not advising it. But we did actually, you know... The banks, obviously, is next to Corner Newfoundland and Marble Mountain.
You're fine.
There were high banks.
You were fine.
I shook it off.
You're here. You walked it off.
Now I'm sure the Canadian Institute for Health Information, they had, you know, compiling stats, and they presented us with a huge number of injuries that would justify this.
I'm sure, Jim. Let's just let all the kids stay at home. They can sit in front of the TV, watch Netflix, and eat Cheetos. It's a lot
healthier. That's right. But
no damage there.
Well, you know what? For the 2010 to 2011, 171 kids didn't take that advice and had to end up in the hospital.
Could they wear a
helmet? How many kids got hurt in cars? Let's not put kids in cars anymore and take them anywhere.
Well, but, thanks, Dave. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's probably far worse for anyone than getting on a toboggan and going outdoors and getting fresh air and enjoying being a Canadian.
And worst part, they don't even tell you the extent of the injury. So it's like they could just had a sprained wrist, knock on the head, ate a little bit of snow.
A little tooth for the lip. You get a cool scar. Like, what is wrong with you?
I don't know. You know, and what is prompting this? Is it this marshmallow world that we're kind of coddling children and putting this cotton batting around them and just kind of trying to protect them from any ills in life? And now the toboggan is like the fucking Antichrist. No. Like, I don't get it.
Well, the reason why Hamilton put a ban is that in last year, 2013, the city had to pay a man almost $1 million who injured his spine in 2004, I guess the ruling stuff. He was sliding down a city-owned hill near a reservoir, and he hit a snow-covered drainage ditch.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And the arbiter in the case ruled that the city failed to properly warn the public about the ditch, despite the fact that the city had a bylaw banning tobogganing down the hill, had posted signs, and of course you're around reservoirs and infrastructure, so yes, there would be...
Okay, I cannot even deal with that level of American-style bullshit litigiousness.
Yeah. Dan's having a stroke.
I smell burnt toast.
We're all smelling burnt toast, buddy. It is bad news. And so so our friend Taryn is chiming in that she is originally from Hamilton, and the accumulation of this evening's topics are not reflecting well on her hometown. And she does not... This is just not good enough. It's just not a good night for Hamilton. And then we heard from another internet friend, Christy, that apparently Bill Cosby is also on Hamilton tonight, which means it's probably just best for Hamilton if they just, like, cordon off the city and just, like, set that bitch on fire. Just burn it all to
the
ground.
Burn it.
It was funny because when you sent this topic, I was like, Jim's full of shit. And then when I read it, my blood pressure went up to about a billion. Because I don't understand it. And I'm with Krista, like the amount of fear mongering that has been perpetrated because of the fear of litigation is ridiculous. And, there was a drainage pipe, but he smucked into a drainage pipe. That's awful. That's terrible or whatever. But because he was able to successfully sue the city, now nobody can toboggan.
Toboggan anymore. What do you do if anybody is with us on Twitter or any other channel tonight, hashtag Friday Night Hangout, and you're from Hamilton, what the hell do you do there in the winter now?
Yeah, and the Ticats aren't playing. But again,
are you just flying to Quebec on Porter Airlines? Like, what are you doing this time of year?
But people are being sued over car wrecks to bring for Keith's point even further. People are being sued because of car accidents and car wrecks and all of that stuff. But they're not banning cars. You know, so one guy schmucks into a bit of metal and they ban toboggans. That's
because there's a very strong car lobby, but there's not a very strong toboggan lobby.
Yes, there you go.
Well, you know what? That ends tonight.
Because that
noise.
God damn right it starts tonight. Fucking A. I'm a part of the local 127.
We're starting a revolution.
Right here.
We're starting a revolution.
Here, I'll do a Sarah McLachlan thing. I mean, do you want to prevent this wonderful child the joys of tobogganing? Here's our picture from last week. Do you think you really want to prevent her to enjoy sliding over a freshly fallen snow?
I saw the pictures, and she really enjoyed it, and she looks adorable, and she also looks like she survived it just fine.
Yeah.
You're a horrible...
Like the overwhelming majority of people who undertake that activity.
I would be in jail as a child and as an adult because I'd say, screw you and your ban on toboggans. I'm going to toboggan right in front of your fucking office. Frick you.
You would have made a great delinquent. You would have made a great... You know delinquent, Lori.
I mean, I will say, I went to Acadia, and we used to toboggan on the hill next to the library, so if anyone is out there who went to Acadia, you know what I'm talking about, because usually we use the crazy carpets that you bought at, like, the kind of crappy dollar store down the street.
What?
Or
what?
You can steal trays from
you
home,
yeah. You had to buy
it. I didn't, but other people did. No, I bought a crazy carpet, like
what?
A civilized human being.
Why?
Did, what, right. But when you go down the hill...
But why did you spend the money? Because for us... who went to UNB, we just took the cafeteria food trays and slid down the hill that way.
Garbage bag.
I had the freshman 30, which prevented me from fitting on a meal tray, so I needed a crazy carpet.
All right, let's do viewer comments here, and then we'll do a little bit of
First of all, I would like to apologize to Keith's wife, Krista, for someone making him laugh and waking up their baby.
That was Lee's fault, but it was worth it.
That's on us. I'm so sorry.
All right, let's check with Dan here this time with YouTube, see if there's any new comments.
Yeah, quite a few actually popped up. So we got one from just reminding us from Chuck Turner. January 11th is Sir John A's birthday, which is why I'm going to say one for that one.
Well, we should definitely like pour one out for that guy.
Yeah, my apologies on that one. Grease Stain.
Grease Stain. Grease Stain, my friend.
Has been enjoying several types of whiskey.
Oh, nice.
Chuck Turner comes back with, "This is a product of our litigious society. If you get injured on city property, sue the city."
No.
Yeah. Mustang 774 comes back saying, "Band debugging, what does the world come to? Maybe we should all bubble wrap the kids or ourselves."
Just bubble wrap everybody.
Yeah.
And then set yourself on fire and die.
Yeah. More on the sledding. We got Slow River come back saying, "Sledding down the hill at Brightwood, checking the CFDR sign on the roof of Queen Square to see what time it was my winter childhood was all about." Andy F.
Sounds amazing.
Andy F. says, "Wow, so Wave Dad went tobogganing in Hamilton. He gets around." Mustang comes back again saying, "Kids and adults get hurt at many everyday tasks. We can't ban everything that may hurt them. That's how we learn from mistakes sometimes. The more you know." Slow River saying, "Also, sledding is dangerous in Hamilton." Hamilton? The city where the sky is like the Sydney tar ponds? The hammer's better than this. And Arthur Donald says, "Oh no, not toboggans. I still miss lawn darts." As do
everybody. Oh, yes.
Lawn darts were amazing.
We might have to take this outside and do a combo lawn darts washer toss tournament where we try to see if we can actually kill one of us.
I like the sounds of that.
F&A.
We should try to get some sponsors.
Yeah, let's get the charts to sponsor us.
Yeah, we can get that. We can work on that. Any other comments, Dan? Or?
One more regarding toboggan ban, again from Mustang 774. "You need to take responsibility for your own foolish actions and not litigate every situation."
True.
That's it.
Wise.
And I would say a lot of people that we know in common have expressed on Twitter an interest in seeing me express my outrageous Lady Edith, so I will... Lady Edith from Downton Abbey, for those of you who watch Downton Abbey out there. So I will work on that for next week, I promise. I will not have an illegitimate baby for you, though, so...
Well, no, it's okay. No,
or if you do, you don't tell us anyway.
Yeah.
I won't tell you if it happens. I'm sorry.
Have a press conference, and... just because of, I don't know. What we're talking about here. Forget it. It wasn't that good. Lori.
There's nothing.
Nothing. All right. No problem.
Come on, people. Come on.
Give Lori some comment love on that.
No. Give us Twitter love. # Friday Night Hangout. Tell us exactly what you think.
Now, Krista, do we have some new stuff here on the Twitter, on the hashtag?
Well, or? I've been responding to it as we go along. I express my apologies to Krista Keith's wife again for waking up the baby.
Yes.
Because that was entirely Lee's fault, apparently. So, sorry about that. And we seem to have some agreement that there is far too much talk of people's junk on the internet. And then we still have Niall's terrifying picture of what is literally a bag of junk. So that's where we are.
All right, perfect. And just a reminder, folks, we're going to be doing our Cards Against Humanity round, our test round, in two segments from now. So if you have your stack of cards, shuffle them properly and you can play along. If you only had a chance to download the free Canadian version off of the official website, I will give out the page number that you can play along with, and then we can try to do a round here. We'll be doing seven rounds of this, so it should be.
Oh my God.
Well, you know, one for each, and we'll find out from the panelists who has the most cards at this point and all that stuff. Before we get to the next topic here, and then the cards, a couple shout-outs to some of the Avoiding Chore supporters. North Bruin, their Glenora Barrel Age Dark Belgian is almost gone for another year, so go check out at the brewery. Some...
What? I've got to get over there. Okay.
They may have maybe... Maybe this many bottles left. It's not that many left.
Oh shit! I had one of those.
Does it have this many? Because I've got one of these.
Yeah.
Growlers to fill.
Got it. Garrison, they got their black IPA out in bomber format. So I don't know if you've been noticing, kids. Garrison, they've been pumping out the 650 mil bottles for the Imperial IPAs, their spruce beer. And black IPA, so they are going big with their bottles now. Hell Bay Brewing up in Liverpool, Nova Scotia, they got their latest batch of Ripa, the Rest in Peace IPA. Ooh. Available in growler format. And if you go to the Atlantic Canada beer blog, they give a little bit more detail as to the... grain bill, so you might get a little bit better idea what's going on there. And Sea Level up in Wolfville, they have some new store hours or brewery hours for 2015, so you may want to go and check that out on their Facebook page to see when you can drop by to fill up your growlers there. So let's do the next topic, and I see a few people are doing some bathroom breaks, but that's okay. You got to do it before the hangout, kids. That's what I'm going to say. And, okay, let's do the next topic here. I saw this today, and I thought it was hilarious. So
I thought that was awesome.
It was great. It was great. So we have two guys, and a little backstory here. One of the guys, he makes custom guitars. That's his business there, and he had made some nice, cute kid pink guitars and drum sets for his kids. So him and his buddy decided to do some thrash metal medley. So he was playing some Slayer. He was playing a whole bunch of stuff. And recorded this cute little video on YouTube. I thought it was awesome. I would like to point you to the original YouTube video and read the comments, because that is the best source of comedy here.
Okay, because I just saw the Daily Dot version, so there's a better version of this.
Well,
because those folks seem to really enjoy it.
If you were to click on the YouTube video to bring it up on the YouTube, you would see, the comments. I'm going to read you a couple of the top ones that are coming up here.
Oh, please do. Internet commenters are the best.
You gotta see. So basically, Berta says here, "What do you?" So remember, these are two guys playing pink kids electric guitar and drum set doing Slayer and doing a pretty good job.
I can't speak to the quality, but it looked awesome.
You should have the screen. Who has it on their screen? They can show it on the.
Yeah, I got it on mine.
Okay.
Screen share.
Yeah, screen share there, and I'll read some of the comments from the YouTube. So that's the best. All right, so they're having a good time, enjoying life. You can see the discarded pony at the foot of the person there. Berta says, "What do you males think you're doing? That guitar and drum kit was specifically made for females. You had no right to put it on your male hands and taint their purity."
Okay, that is bullshit.
I feel awful. Girl who owns them, she's going to have to throw them out after seeing what's touched them.
I want to hear Seasons in the Abyss, Jim. That's what I want to hear.
I want to say, as the as one of the maybe two declared feminists on this panel, that is hot nonsense bullshit.
Now, of course, Reddit got a sniff of this, and then all the Redditors start getting along there. So, you know, maybe a little tongue-in-cheek here. One of the other comments here is, how is this metal? This, it sounds nothing like Creed or Linkin Park.
Again, this also proves the fact that the music is all about the talent of the people behind it and not the instrument.
Hey, Theodore here was commenting here that, you know, checking in, expert rock star player here. As someone who has mastered all three instruments, I can honestly say that these two buffoons have little to no talent after playing
rock. Is the third instrument that that person is referencing the discarded pony on the floor?
Could be. Could be.
The best part of that video, and I hope it's we're linked to it, because the best part of that video for me is a little kid that keeps on
running around.
Yeah. like a ghost. She keeps on like running in and out of the frame. And I don't think you ever actually get a clean shot of whether it's a human child or not. I assume it's a child, but it could be a ghost. So if you like that sort of thing, this video is probably for you.
And that's why it's, Jesus. You know, it's so appropriate that it's Slayer that they were trying. They were playing a few things. However, if you go to Dude's YouTube channel, he has one of the videos of one of his custom guitars and a 9-year-old doing some crazy Van Halen like finger shredding. It's
They shredding right now? Or jump?
No.
Or they're, Van Halen song.
They're playing guitar. They're doing the thing like this and the.
I don't know.
It's been years.
I listened to Van Halen in the 80s. Help me out.
School of Rock, 10 years old, eh? The movie?
Is it really?
Wow, 10 School years. School
of Rock. That can now be subtitled, You're Old.
Yeah.
All right, so you can't mess around with Slayer. Slayer will prevail. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. All right. It's time, kids. It's time.
Did everybody on our drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah, and let's do a second round of what we're drinking because we're going to need it for this next round.
Actually, Jim.
Yeah.
Before we go on, I just wanted to do a bit of follow up to the Play-Doh bad idea product of the year.
Okay.
I found another bad idea product that I just want you to quickly show off as well. Everyone knows what the selfie stick is. For those who are not familiar with the selfie stick, that's just basically the large rod that you put your smartphone on so you can take a picture of yourself.
And it is selfie. Also the best current indicator that society is about ready to collapse upon itself.
But wait, there's more, because now you can have the Belfie to get those proper... An actual product you can get to get the proper butt pictures that you've always deserved. The Belfie.
No.
Yes.
This offends me as a human. No,
this is a real product. The Belfie.
Oh, I know it's a real product.
It's fun for all ages.
What? Why does that dude in the blue t-shirt need a picture of his ass in baggy jeans? What purpose does that serve? You can't even see if it's bubbled or not.
His jeans look dirty. It looks like he shit his pants.
Maybe he did.
He's probably
over Twitter tomorrow.
Look, if that guy's going to sue the city of Hamilton, he needs proof, and this might be the proof that he needs.
Yeah.
To
exactly. So I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention. The Belfie is the product of the
best indicator that society is going to end, like, imminently.
Yeah, it's like.
If anyone out there bought a Belfie, and please let us know at hashtag Friday Night Hangout, because we will never let you forget it.
We will mock you until the end of time.
Yeah, that's a promise.
All right, so let's start. Let's do the next bit, which is our Cards Against Humanity bit. And I am going to send out a tweet for everybody who's watching us. You got two ways. If you have the stack of cards, you can just play along, shuffle your white cards, and play along. You can tweet your answers using the Friday Night Hangout hashtag. If you don't have the cards, like me, you can download the Canadian PDF version off of the Cards Against Humanity website. And I just tweeted out the page that you can play along with for people who are watching, which is page 23, oh. White cards. And a few of us here on the panel, some of us have cards, some of us had to cut the cards up, some of us are using the PDF. So we got that. I'll be. So what we're going to do here, we're going to do a round. So since I think I kind of remember everybody who kind of has cards, we'll get them to pick a black card once it's their turn and stuff like that. And I'll start off the round and with the black card, and then you guys can get set up here. Have no idea how this is going to turn out. This might be a disaster, but it must be hilarious, but I think we should try this. I think
so,
it's pretty good.
I just need to, so for the hangout rules of the game, how many cards are we going to deal ourselves for a response?
Well, I think, Dan, can you,
It's 10 cards. 10 cards is supposed to be the rule.
Okay. Every round you should have at least 10 of
okay,
the
so
cards.
Okay, so I've got my stack of cards here. I am being legit. I'm dealing them out for myself.
All right, so pick out 10 cards. And for those who just have the PDF, just use the page that I gave you there. There's more than 10. And you can play around with that.
I've switched to Unobtainium. I know. I just wanted to tease Krista. I wanted to tease Krista.
That's all right.
I've got three more in my fridge, girl. Keep going.
All right.
Keep drinking it. Because you're going to drink all yours, and you know what? I'm going to send you a picture of all that I have left in my fridge. Oh, man. I wish I was in Krista's fridge right now, because that looks so much better than mine.
Yay.
All right, so...
from the Ghostbusters.
Okay, so for those who don't know, Cards Against Humanity is this really it's the latest hot party game set here. So you have white cards and black cards, and they're totally inappropriate. So we're going to give this a try. I've seen some of the cast members from...
Downton.
Yeah,
Downton Abbey.
The Downton one, yeah.
So that was epic. Cool.
So basically, everybody take 10 cards, 10 of the white cards, and I'll start off here. I'll just read y'all one of the black cards, and just to give the order, after me, it's going to be Dan, Keith, Carrie, Krista, and Lori that's going to pick a black card, and then we'll do a round that way. So we'll give this a try here. So the first one, so everybody picked up their 10 cards?
Yes.
10 white cards. So the first one here, because it's on the screen here, but the first question here, or how did I lose my virginity? How did I lose my virginity? One of your 10 cards, 10 white cards. And we'll start and show your card at the screen if you have them, and I'll flip to you guys. All right, so we'll start with Dan.
All right, now if I come up, switching to Geico.
How did I lose my virginity? Switching to Geico. Carrie says, winking at old people. How did I lose my virginity? Krista says, a little bit lower, same-sex ice dancing.
It's an Olympic sport, man. It's an
Olympic sport. Lori, did you have a card? All right, card is, how did I lose my virginity? A sad hand job. Keith, you're like me with the PDF there. What's your card? What did you choose?
A bucket of fish heads, Jim.
That's a matter of fact.
And it was awesome.
Bucket of fish heads.
The logo.
I don't see any tweets here, so I don't know if anybody was.
Come on, Taryn. Here.
All right, so basically, yeah. So we're gonna do this a couple more times. So just keep your stack of white cards and pick out 10, and then we'll do that. All right, so we're gonna go to Dan, who's gonna pick a black card.
Okay, pick a black card. Let's see. Right. Okay, we go with this one. All right.
Is that a new stack of 10 whites?
No, you just take one more from the deck.
Yeah. Here. So just make sure you always have 10 in your hand.
Okay.
All right. So, fun tip: when your man asks you to go down on him, try surprising him with blank instead. So fun tip: when your man asks you to go down on him, try surprising him with blank instead. All right, so let's flip around. Let's see what we got.
All right, we'll start with Krista, Nickelback. Read your card, Dan, again.
Okay, so fun tip, when your man asks you to go down on him, try surprising him with blank instead.
Carrie says, all you can eat shrimp for $4.99.
Shrimp breath.
Nickelback.
Okay, so
Nickelback.
Try surprising him with blank instead.
Lori, what you got?
Two midgets shitting in a bucket. Surprise wow. is the key word
strong.
There.
Wow.
Who would expect that?
I mean,
what do you got, Keith?
50,000 volts straight to the nipples.
I don't think you even need to worry about going down. I think that's enough right there. What do you got, Jim?
Your weird brother.
Personally, I would say Nickelback, because that definitely would shock me, but that's my own taste on that one.
That would be a very intense experience.
Yeah.
Chad Krogirl clenched up there.
The power bullet!
All right, Carrie, pick out one of the black cards here. It's your turn there. So just pick. So Carrie picks for the black card here. I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of.
That is a little too on the nose for tonight.
Yeah, too close to the topic here. I'm sorry, Professor, I couldn't complete my homework because. Playroom. Lori has dark and mysterious forces beyond our control. Krista says full frontal nudity. Dan says chainsaws for hands. Well, I got Carrie kind of froze out, so I can't read the card again, but it's a professor. I couldn't hand in my assignment because of crumbs all over the goddamn carpet.
Ooh.
Keith, what do you got?
Spontaneous human combustion.
All right, looks like we lost Carrie here. He kind of froze out. So that was good. All right, so let's move on to Krista.
Okay, this one is germane to my personal interest.
All right.
Air Canada now prohibits blank on airplanes. All right, lay it on me.
All right, Air Canada prohibits assless chaps. Assless chaps.
I'm going to have to read mine out. It says pixelated bukkake.
You'll see it on Twitter Halifax next week. I guarantee it.
Oh, Keith, what do you got?
The KKK.
I got passive aggressive post-it notes.
Oh. and Lori?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, what did you have, Lori?
Assless chaps.
Assless chaps.
Oh.
I'll never fly again.
Yeah, that's like my entire wardrobe is assless chaps.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I'll have to go with assless chaps on that.
Okay.
Thank you. We all sit on those seats and they never clean them. So.
No, that there you go.
Yeah. All right. So just a reminder, everybody who's watching, what the hell we're doing. We're doing Cards Against Humanity. Cardsagainsthumanity.com. They have the deck. You can download as a PDF. We're using the Canadian version here. And most of the panel, we're busy cutting up all the cards and stuff. And Dan's the only one that actually has a legit deck that he paid money for. Keith and I have the PDF. If you're watching us, if you have the downloaded PDF, you can reply back using the hashtag. I believe you are using, and if you're just using the PDF, you can use 23 as the page to read off some of the answers if you wanted to play along. But so far, this is working out pretty good. Lori.
We can call this also Avoiding Chores Against Humanity.
Yeah.
Avoiding Chores Against Humanity.
Right. There you go.
Sorry about that, but my internet crap.
No. Good, Terry. It's good. You missed some of the good answers there, but no, we were able to get the round in. Lori's the last one here with the black. Take out a black card, and what we got?
Mine is, when I am Prime Minister of Canada, I will create the Department of.
Can we want it to be, like, super practical and something that's probably already in existence?
Freak practical.
Can you read that again?
When I am Prime Minister of Canada, I will create the Department of Blank.
Oh, no. This is not good.
No, I got two. Oh, man, I got two. All right, I'll choose this one, but I'm sure we're going to lose some subscribers. Who's ready?
Content warning.
Yeah. Who's got cards? I'll do mine last. Carrie says, Department of Binging and Purging.
Well done, Carrie.
Dan says, Department of Daddy's Issues.
Jesus Christ, they'll be busy.
Krista says, not giving a shit about the third world.
That's apropos.
That already exists. Department already exists.
Well, I'll tell you mine since it kind of related here. Women's suffrage.
Women's suffrage. Oh, you thought that would make you lose subscribers? I've got one better than that.
All right, what is it?
Bring it.
Pac-Man uncontrollably guzzling cum. Content warning. Hey, I didn't make this up. Don't blame me.
Content warning.
Oof. All right, well, that's it. We ran through the round, so that's it, kids.
I've got so many other ones.
I know. Well, we can do this every week. We can do a round every week. So for everybody who's watching, wondering, what the hell just happened?
I'm not sure.
I feel funny.
I'm not sure. Put down comments right now on avoidingchores.com, YouTube, Twitter, Google. Let us know what you think about this. If you want to join in, how can you join in if you want to? We're going to give out random pages out, or you can just blurt out stuff in the comments. So we're going to try to fine-tune this, but if you just like us just reading off inappropriate things,
we can do that too. We are very responsive to our
friends. We can also just randomly swear, too, if you'd prefer it.
Yes. All right, so what we're going to do...
Let's be frank. We're going to do that anyway.
Damn straight. All right, so we're going to do... we're going to do the Wayback Machine. As we do Wayback Machine, we're give a chance for people to comment the process, what just happened, and then we'll do viewer comments, and then we'll end the podcast with maybe a podcast review here. So the Wayback Machine, this is where we look back at a year, reminisce about the past. 1999 is the year.
Wow.
1999.
So if you're following along at home, I just Googled the word, I just Googled 1999 and music, and I got this really amazing Wikipedia list of the Billboard year-end 100 singles of 1999. And that list contains some of the songs I love most in the world and some of the songs I hate most in the world. So 1999 appeared to be a real like year of transition for me. I'll let my other my co-panelists dig into it before I go off on a rant.
Well, I already mentioned Mambo No. 5 was a big song in 1999.
That song was about rebellion, and it was about getting that booty. Yeah. And there was a really amazing parody of that written featuring Bill Clinton, because that was very apropos at the time, because he was in the middle of an impeachment proceeding. And that was also pretty amazing.
Now, another song I did not know was 1999. It was Jay-Z, Hard Knock Life.
Hard Knock Life, that's right.
Yeah, did not know that.
There seems to be a little bit more NSYNC than I am very comfortable with, or 98
Degrees.
I was
just going to say, those boy bands, it was like the peak of everything. Holy crap.
And I hated the Goo Goo Dolls. I mean, I really dislike Goo Goo Dolls. I'm sorry. If it affects your sensibilities.
Hate the Goo Goo Dolls?
Yeah, actually I do. I'll use the word hate.
Yeah,
you're gonna hate the Goo Goo Dolls. We are gonna rumble somewhere in the middle of the McDonald Bridge about this.
Yeah, the anything by Enrique Iglesias makes my blood boil, and that was when Balamos came out, and it just makes my brain hurt.
Balamos doesn't want to make it dance. Do you have any soul?
I know.
1999 is also the year that Santana mounted a comeback, and largely because of Smooth with Rod Thomas, guy from that other band that I really don't like.
Wow, this is actually a terrible year for music.
But you know what? Those aren't even the songs I hate. Living La Vida Loca came out.
Believe by Cher?
Destiny's Child, Represent, Bills, Bills, Bills. Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry, which is a great song.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great song. That Don't Impress Me Much by Shania Twain, which, granted, isn't, like, a lot to shoot for, but she's Canadian, so, like, maybe that's a thing.
Pearl Jam's worst song ever that year, basically.
No, that song is one of the songs that I hate most in the world.
Which one?
The song.
Pearl Jam, Last Kiss. Jam. If that comes on and I am listening to the radio, not only will I turn that radio off, I will set it on fire because that is the worst song ever. It sounds like Eddie Vedder is dying when he's singing it. Like he's singing
sounds like he's
last
being
breath.
Strangled.
And instead of using his last breath to do something productive with the world, he's choking out the terrible song that is Last Kiss.
Jeez.
It's the worst.
I was just going to say that, you had, like, classics such as All Star from Smash Mouth. That was pretty good.
That was when Lauryn Hill was actually pretty good as well, right?
Lauryn Hill slayed everything that year.
That's the year they played the Piss Out of Steal My Sunshine on the radio.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Sure did. That was also, Steal My Sunshine, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. There was a whole bunch of, like, crap boy band stuff out that year.
Wow, there's a lot.
Including a bunch of songs by 98 Degrees, featuring the guy who later married that other girl, and they had a reality show, and they're to blame for basically everything that's on television now. But also, Whitney Houston had a pretty good year that year.
She did.
before things went, like, really grim for her. And I would also like to point out that 1999 was also the year No Scrubs came out, which is an amazing song.
Yeah. But also, and the video is great.
And the video is great. And if you want to see an amazing biopic about a band that you would not think, like, yeah, this merits a really amazing biopic, you got to go find the VH1 biopic of TLC, because it is fantastic. It's all about how they became awesome.
All right, let's do a few of the movies in 1999, and we'll give you guys a chance to refresh your pages. I'm sure we'll have some comments, people chiming in as to what they remember from 1999. A couple of the movies that were out.
The Matrix.
The Matrix was a big one. Fight Club was another big one. American Beauty was another big one.
Oh, yeah.
Sixth Sense.
Wait, nobody tell me how that ends. I still haven't seen it.
He's his father.
A movie that I enjoyed a lot, The Mummy.
I did too.
It's a guilty pleasure.
It's a good one.
When it comes on what used to be TBS, I still watch it every time.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good.
With Brendan Hairplugs and the Scottish guy that was
Rachel Weisz and Notting Hill.
I still watch Notting Hill whenever that comes on.
Me too.
And I admit it's for the wrong. And I admit it's for the wrong reasons.
Whether you like it or not, something actually changed movies for quite a few years. The Blair Witch Project actually came out in 1999.
You know what? I think Laurie, I think you and I talked about this recently.
Yes, we have.
The Blair Witch Project still
terrifying.
The shit out of me.
Terrifying.
When you have that, like, and it's only like the last like 20 seconds at the end where you have that like standing in the corner and then it just disappears. And like, why is he standing in the corner? That movie has been out for what, 16 years now, and I still cannot get past that dude. Standing in the corner at the end of the movie.
Let's check the comments there. I see if anybody has any new stuff there. Lori?
No.
No. Dan?
The YouTube comments are rocking this time around.
YouTube!
Yeah, YouTube. So going back to that, Mustang 774 comes back with saying crazy carpets, no sides in those, dangerous. Andy F, plus when you lay down the old crazy carpet and hit a bump, the rest of your ride was definitely breathless.
Yep.
Yes,
Made it awesome.
Drub Bub says, caught this discussion just now. Seems like you guys have some good points. I'll have to rewatch this later.
Awesome. You're going to be in for a treat, buddy.
Mustang774 also says he's having issues logging to the live fire on avoiding chores tonight. Not sure why. So.
Don't know.
It seems to be a problem from time to time, I find.
Yeah, like you should, if you have Twitter or Facebook, that should get you in, but...
Arthur Donald's got two more. It's a sad night. Toboggans are being banned, and the only beverage in the house is one of my wife's calorie-reduced raspberry spritzer coolers. I feel your pain.
Pack your bag and leave town.
Wow, Lori.
And going back to the cards for against humanity, he also says Air Canada now prohibits toboggans.
Yay!
Slow River comes back with, my vote is to include cards against humanity. Nice to finish off on a lighter note after the ridiculous topics that we've had to start off with. So that's a vote for people.
I agree.
We can't help it because everything is the worst now.
Yeah. I remember partying like it was 1999, but don't remember actually partying in 1999. I do remember the world was about to explode because our toaster was about to explode in 2000.
Our friend Huber Bloop has chimed in on Twitter, and 1999 was the year of Jar Jar Binks, and thus it was terrible.
And it made a lot of money.
Yeah.
It did. George Lucas, cash that check, girl.
Cha-ching.
Oh, my God. Really, Taryn? Was that when Cruel Intentions came out? Oh, my God. I can't even tell you how many times I saw that movie. Ridiculous. Anyway.
More than zero times? You've seen that movie more than zero times.
South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut came out that year.
Yeah. Oh, did it?
What an awesome movie that is.
Yeah. I would. So was that 1999? Girl Interrupted. Was that out in 99?
Yeah.
And The Insider. Because that was actually a very interesting.
Yes,
I thought that was
too.
More recent than that. How about that?
No, 1999.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite animated movies, The Iron Giant.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good
Iron
movie.
Iron Giant.
Now on Netflix.
Yeah, is it on Netflix?
Yeah, I just saw it.
Now. Oh, perfect. I'll be watching that. Office Space.
TPS reports for everybody. Everybody's got a TPS report to do this weekend. I'm going to need you to come in.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to come in this weekend and work on that TPS report.
All right, let's do a podcast review. Have you had a chance to listen to any new podcasts?
I've started listening to one that is from our friends at NPR, WNYC, and it's called Death, Sex, and Money. And it's been around for a year.
I've heard of that. Listened to it a few times, yeah.
Yeah, I got referred to me because they did an episode recently about living alone and all of the pleasures and apparently downsides that exist for that sort of thing. And as most of you know, I live alone, and I love every single second of it. So it was germane to my interest. But it is an interesting podcast because they do talk about things that are related to death, sex, and money, and those things that that may dominate your thoughts but don't always dominate your conversation. So I give that one 2 thumbs up.
All right. Lori, any new podcasts for you?
You know what? Actually, yes. So there's, and we may have talked about them before, but I blank it out. I don't care. On Radiolab, there was one called Poop Train.
Yes. Yes, I remember that one.
Which was, it was actually quite interesting. Then I got onto this podcast called The Deadline. Has anybody ever, it's from the UK, it's from the Telegraph in UK, and it's these two posh guys who basically go through the obits for the Telegraph, and they tell these, they kind of examine the obits for quasi-famous people. And they're very posh, and they just kind of meander, and they kind of get diverted and stuff like that. It's actually quite enjoyable. I listened to one the other day when I was walking home, and I honestly was just kind of laughing my ass off. And then the other one, which Corey Coy Moore from Twitter put me onto, which is Sawbones, which is a marathon tour of misguided medicine. So essentially, the wife is a medical doctor, and her husband Justin, who is like a comedian, I guess.
My brother, me group.
Yeah, and they kind of pick a particular medical topic and kind of talk about it. And they take it from an extremely humorous point of view, but actually very interesting point of view. This week was about diabetes. And what I didn't realize, and my brother had diabetes his whole life, was that there are people whose entire job was to drink other people's pee to determine if there was sugar in it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's how they detected diabetes at one point, was they would have urine drinkers, and they would be able to say if the urine is sweet, and they would say, your urine is sweet, you must have diabetes. Isn't that interesting? Kind of gross, but...
It's slightly more applied technology than that cat that goes diabetes, but...
Yeah.
Wilfred Brimley!
Yeah,
Wilfred! No, it's also a cat on the internet that looks like Wilfred Brimley.
Carrie, any podcasts or other stuff you've been watching this week?
No.
All right. Well done.
Keith?
Under the Influence just started back up on CBC. That's probably the only podcast I really enjoy off of CBC. Terry O'Reilly, it's all about marketing. And last week it was about strange partnerships for marketing, like Burger King body spray was one of the examples, and this week it's about controversial marketing. I haven't listened to that episode yet.
I hope they talk about Play-Doh.
Me too.
That's a callback to last week's episode if you're just joining us for the first time.
Dan, anything for you?
Yeah, actually, along with Sawbones, which is a part of the Maximum Fun.
They have a lot of really good ones there.
They have a lot of good ones. And I want to bring up another one. A lot of you might know a gentleman by the name of John Hodgman. Known from his stuff that he's done on The Daily Show. For those that watch a lot of the Apple ads, there was the PC versus Mac. He played the dull, boring PC character.
Right.
But anyway, he has one that's called, see if I can get my thing in focus there. There we go. Called Judge John Hodgman. And the premise of it is the fact that he would bring people in to debate on a very inane topic, like whether one should leave the toilet seat up or down. And then he would have the both people talk about it, and then he would bring judgment based upon their debate on it. So the people that bring in, they would just have people voice their opinions on a dispute that they're having, usually something really stupid, because, you know, it's all about being lighthearted. And you would just hear them kind of work it out to see, you know, what sort of solution can come out of it. So Judge John Hodgman, really good, really good podcast.
And he adjudicates, he does adjudicate things that can be ridiculous, but are real problems in people's lives.
All right, and the only thing I have to mention here is The Gist from the Slate
podcast. Mike Pesca.
Mike Pesca, I love this guy. He's been having some really solid shows past couple weeks there, so definitely go check that out. The Gist with his spiel and all that stuff. It's pretty good stuff. I enjoy it. So with that, we'll do one last round of comments, and then we'll wrap things up for another hangout here. So, Lori,
so I would say since Craig Ferguson has now left the terrestrial broadcast universe, he did this little clip at the end that was like, what did we learn today? And I think what we've learned today is do not post pictures of your junk to people.
And if you do, at least have a stick to hold the phone appropriately to get the right angle.
To get good scale.
To use a selfie stick that was made in Canada, because everything else supports terrorism.
That's right.
Or something.
All right. You can outsource the black bears, though.
Who has any new comments from last time?
Check.
But let's give a shout out to our friend Taryn, who joined us for the first time tonight through the
Taryn! Yes, Taryn did very well.
Enjoyed having her here with us.
Yeah, very much.
Actually, the YouTube finished off with 30 comments, which is the most I've ever seen going
on. Very
good. Mustang774 says, awesome show again tonight, gang. See y'all next week. Slow River wanted to say, none of it was created in
1999. Oh, that's right.
Gretzky retired. Gretzky retired and Napster came out. And Mustang 74 wants also say, download the awesome podcast of Avoiding Chores. Fun to listen to anytime. His favorite podcast.
It is good. Last week's show was really good. I watched it, and I think Krista watched it sober.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I watched it sober. Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, it was hysterical sober. That's a way to damn someone with faint praise.
So if you haven't had a chance to download the podcast, subscribe to the podcast and listen to it either on Monday when you get back to work or on the bus, it might put a smile on your face. Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe not. All right, that's it for this week's podcast. We do this every Friday. I'd like to thank the panel, thank everybody who's been commenting throughout the whole show. We're going to try yet another new bit, how we're going to close out the show. Krista, what is our tagline to close off our hangout?
Good meeting!
Good meeting! Yay!
Good meeting.
Meeting!